This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you this exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. Anyway, welcome aboard, exceptional Americans, and all those who are yearning to become exceptional Americans, following the proper process. Anyway, a lot of things going on. Please visit our website, a21r.com. I'm giving you the shortcut. A21R.com. And of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. We will be taking phone calls this hour and the next hour. If you feel so inclined, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. That will start in the next block after the next commercial. We'll be up and running. We will be sprinting on the phones. Anyway. Some high drama going on again. I just got beeped on back to Drudge. I'm going, come on, I want to get off this Drudge business. So, by the way, I'm getting fresh Drudge feeds all the time now. I don't know what it was, but for days I had the same Drudge landing page. What's up with that routine? Anyway, this is what I got. Because remember, we were talking about... what was going on with this whole Manafort and Jerry Corsi thing. And somehow that led to sovereignty issues. I wonder why. Anyway, and then Mueller. See, the worms are squirming right now. This is not supposed to be this way. You know this, don't you? Anytime you have a special counsel, they're always right. The president's never wrong. He's always wrong. It's always been that way. Every president has kowtowed to these. I mean, literally kind of kowtowed to these special counsel. Bill Clinton kind of played with them a little bit. Yeah, the definition of is.
That's okay. That semen stained desk, that's no big deal. That's not my semen. Must be your semen. At least that's what I see at semen. Anyway, so the special counsel has always just sort of rolled over presidents. And that's the way it's supposed to be, right? There's more authority with the special, and that's not the case at all. Now you got a president, and his attempt to drain the swamp has been set up, of course, in so many different ways, to get the special counsel on board, and the nemesis, Robert Mueller, nasty person that he is. And, of course, the long train of other people that are affiliated with him. The nastiest of the nasties. Always been those that are better out there covering up for Obama and covering up primarily for the Clinton clan. And guess what? It's over. Donald Trump shows up. There's a new gunslinger. Did I say gunslinger? I said gun, G-U-N, slinger. So Trump comes along and says, not so fast on these investigations. First of all, the investigation's a farce. There is no collusion, as they came out with it. And he's been pounding and pounding all the way through. And, of course, they've been investigating, and they've got this big bureaucracy and millions of dollars being spent on the Mueller investigation so that all these well-known, well-heeled Obama and Clinton supporters could work in the FBI and dig up as much trash or actually recycle news and create stories in which they could catch people in perjury traps. Because, after all, when some sort of rumor is printed in the Washington Post, it must be true. And oh, by the way, I work for the special counsel, and this is what I know about this. Can you publish it for us? Can you help our brother out, Washington Post? And of course, Washington Post says, absolutely, we'd love to, because we hate Donald Trump too. Just that simple. It comes down to that. And of course, none of this is appropriate for the special counsel. Everything that they've investigated so far is inappropriate. And all these people, there's not one person. They've got convictions. They got people who have pled. They've accepted plea deals. They're just rolling over. The president's in trouble. Of course, the president's going, no, not so easy on this. He's been pushing back and pushing back hard. And now, guess what? His affiliates are too. His associates. Jerome Corsi says, I'm not going to sign any plea deal. I may go to jail for life, but I'm not going to sign anything. They want me to sign a lie. He's pushing back against Mueller. And Michael Flynn's pushing back against his conviction. Papadopoulos, he's pushed back. Now he's in jail. But he's pushing. Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. Maybe those guys were setting me up and lying about the lie. Guess what? That's exactly what Mueller's team's been doing, and that's what they're good at. And now they're pushing back, and their panties are in a bunch because they're getting caught. Now, the next thing that comes up, Mueller plea drama claims Manafort breached it. Basically, quote, not getting what they want. This is apparently what front Manafort. Now, the big headlines now, paper. Manafort held secret talks with Assange. Julian Assange held secret talks. Really? Wow. Secret talks. I don't know how secret it could be with Assange when he's been cloistered literally like a prisoner. I mean, people see who comes in and out. How would he hold secret talks? Maybe by telephone. There it is. There it is. Okay, so I'm going to take the deep dive because we only have a couple minutes on this. This is from The Guardian. Exclusive. Trump ally met WikiLeaks founder months before emails hacked by Russians were published. Shocking. Shocking. Hacked. And of course, these were the hacked emails by Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I was offered those emails. Shocking. I was at the time. I said, no, I just didn't want them. I got this super secret thing that came in an envelope and said, look at this. Shocking. It's an email from Hillary Clinton to so-and-so. I'm going, oh, this is interesting. And I get these things. It was an envelope sent in the mail, U.S. mail. I gave it away to somebody. I said, I don't need it. And they're going, oh. I do with what you want. Just don't tell anybody where you got it. Of course, that was years ago. This is years ago. This is what the article says. Sources have said Manafort went to see Assange in 2013 and 15 and in spring of 2016 during the period when he was made a key figure in Trump's push for the White House. Shocking. Oh, my God. This man, what a criminal. Now, listen. This period of 2013 and 14, and what Assange was saying, guess what? It's been pretty much in the news at that time. What secrets is he gleaning? And did he, he wanted to go tell Trump right away? I don't think so. This stuff that was in Assange's information, guys, was pretty much public. If I had some of this stuff, everybody else did too. It's not a secret. It says a well-placed source told The Guardian that Manafort went to see Assange around March 16th. Months later, WikiLeaks released a stash of Democratic emails stolen by a Russian intelligence officer. Really? It seems to me the stash was well known before they were, quote, released. That's the way I look at it. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, so rule number one, if you're climbing the border fence, don't fall. You might find yourself impaled on rebar. Yikes. That's a bad way to go. Impalement issues abound at the border. And Breitbart. Man, this is 2 days in a row I've used an article out of Breitbart. What's wrong with me? A migrant impaled on rebar after falling off San Diego border wall. The San Diego Sector Border Patrol agents rescued a Central American migrant woman who nearly fell to her death from the international border wall. She and her two children fell from the wall as she attempted to illegally enter the U.S. from Mexico and landed on a piece of rebar that pierced her buttocks. San Diego sector agents patrolling east of San Ysidro port of entry on November 23rd, that was 3 days ago, responded to a call about a woman attempting to climb over the international boundary with her two young children. How do you do that? The woman fell with her children and landed on a piece of rebar, according to the information obtained from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The Border Patrol agents provided initial medical assistance and contacted the San Diego Fire Department for EMS services. After providing initial treatments, the EMS personnel transported the woman to a California hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The rebar caused injury to her side and buttocks. It's a picture. Went right in the wrong places. Yikes, oh, Mike's, oh. The impalement issue. Impaling is just not a good way to go. Falling off the border wall is probably not a really good way to go either. The EMS technicians also transported the children, a 3-year-old and 5-year-old, to the hospital for observation. Agents identified the woman as a 26-year-old Guatemalan national. Entering our country illegally, particularly over walls, is not only dangerous, but is also very foolish, said San Diego Sector Chief Patrol Agency, or Agent Rodney Scott, in a written statement. This woman's placed her own life and her children's lives in peril. She could have easily died if not for the quick response of our agents and EMS. Says it was not immediately clear if the woman is part of the migrant caravan, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, it says CBP officials cautioned migrants that the area where the incident took place is currently in active construction. Oh, no wonder. There you go. So this was how many miles east? See, I'm trying to measure the distance. They've got several miles of the wall there in San Ysidro when you go down there. It's very imposing, I might add. I've been down there several times. It's been there for a long time, the wall, a lot of the wall. And they put it up because, guess what? Crime dropped in San Ysidro. Precipitously dropped. Just like, you know, this woman dropped on the rebar. It dropped in San Ysidro when they put this wall up. It's continuing to drop as the wall is being built in this area and extending out even more so. Ew, piece of rebar. Can't really. It says San Diego sector entering a county. Right, we got that. I didn't get that where the exact location was. So, yeah, San Ysidro. entry port call. Well, see, I can't really. It doesn't really say where it was. So now I'm gonna, you know, knowing me, I'll find the truth about this story. We're gonna probably definitely ramp it up and go after the real secrets of the story. There's a conspiracy here. I sense it. Not much of a conspiracy, if you know what I mean. I'm just saying. So, illegal immigration under Trump on track to hit highest level in a decade. They're doing this deliberately, obviously. And they're showing a nice little truck, John Bender. A nice little truck right here, loaded with illegal immigrants. It's an 18-wheeler. What do you think? What about this guy, Beto? He's still around. Beto. There's two articles here. 2020, Beto leaves door open weeks after saying he wouldn't run no matter what. There you go. Another Beto, former Obama aide. Beto's Senate race more inspiring than Barack's. Shocking. Now, this could be one that I think is a good one. I like these. Idaho family wins war on Christmas religious discrimination lawsuit. Yay. It says, Idaho family won $75,000 in a religious discrimination lawsuit against a homeowners association after the couple claimed the homeowners association tried to stop them from hosting a five-day Christmas event which drew thousands of people to their home. The jury unanimously sided with Jeremy and Christy Morris in late October, finding that the West Hayden Estates Homeowners Association violated the Federal Fair Housing Act for discrimination against the couple's religious beliefs and ordered the Homeowners Association to pay $75,000 in compensatory damages to the family, the Coeur d'Alene Post Falls Press reported. The jury said the homeowners associated discriminated against the family since they moved into the area in 2014, I suspect, from California. Especially, that's just a sidebar, especially after Jeremy Morris shared his Christian beliefs with the homeowners association members. The Morris family had a yearly tradition where they would host an event in the 5 days leading up to Christmas. That's not a bad idea. I like that idea. It says, they wrote a letter in 2014 stating that if Jeremy wanted to move into the neighborhood, we would have to refrain from hosting the Christmas event. It's his own house. Right, there you go. The letter said in part, and finally, I am some hesitant in bringing up the fact that some of our residents are non-Christians or of another faith, and I don't even want to think of the problems that could bring up, really. We do not wish to become entwined in an expensive litigation. This was written apparently in 2014 to stem off these people, these Christians. So this is what the homeowners people wrote. Check this out. It says, and finally, I am somewhat hesitant to bring up the fact that some of our residents are non-Christians or of another faith. And I don't want to even think of the problems that could bring up. We do not wish to become entwined in any expensive litigation to enforce longstanding rules and regulations and fill our neighborhood with the hundreds of people and possible undesirables. Well, there you go. You know, you could have just left it at litigation to enforce longstanding rules and regulations, period. But no, you have to go on and say, and fill our neighborhood with hundreds of people and possible undesirables. You know, there's people that have long hair and long robes and they're Christians and they're fast. I mean, kind of the Jesus ones, right? Can't have those undesirables. Okay, good for them. That's Merry Christmas, isn't it? Oh, we can say that. Yes, we're on Agenda 21 Radio, and you're listening. Merry Christmas, I might add.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
You know, it's very interesting. So I need to turn the microphone on. Talking, you know. Anyway, talking and nothing's happening. When you have socialism, you can't have sovereignty. Sorry. And you can't have borders. Just a rule.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson. Tonight, it's Monday. We just had a vacation, so we're trying to think a little more broadly about what's happening in this world. Here's what we've come up with. If you had to boil down the Democratic Party's long-term goals to the most important goals, the first would be this, and it's obvious. The federal government ought to cover the essentials of life for most people. Health care, college, housing, food, in some cases a guaranteed basic income. That's the program the Democrats espouse. Another word for it might be socialism. The party's other long-term goal is the elimination of meaningful restrictions on immigration into this country. Get rid of ICE, accept most refugees, give citizenship to tens of millions of people here illegally. In other words, open borders. So those are the Democrats' main priorities, a massive social welfare state and millions of new citizens from the third world. Nobody is hiding that. We're not making it up. They're saying it out loud. The problem is that those two goals conflict with each other. You can either admit the world's poor into your country, or you can give your own people more free stuff. But you can't do both. The math doesn't work. Socialism with open borders is impossible. It has never worked, and it never will work. Anyone who thinks about that for about a minute understands it. So the idea is fatally flawed. The question is, how do you sell a program that can never actually work? Well, you lie about it. You pretend that what's obviously true isn't true at all, and you're evil for thinking otherwise. And of course, that's exactly what they're doing now. Watch DNC spokesman Jim Acosta from earlier this month scold the president for daring to suggest that migrants from the imaginary caravan, should it actually exist, might try to hop the U.S. border.
Your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
They weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
that. They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood.
They're not going to be doing that, says Democratic flack Jim Acosta. Turns out that's precisely what they're going to be doing, and just did over the weekend. American authorities had to shut down the border crossing at San Ysidro, California, right next to San Diego, after about 1,000 people tried to rush the crossing. Watch. So that's what the DNC channels told us was never going to happen. And of course, it did happen. And it was bad. Mexican riot police and U.S. border agents both came under attack from the mob, which threw rocks at them. With no meaningful wall along the borders, authorities used tear gas to disperse the crowd. Now, there's fairly recent precedent for doing that. In 2013, a group of about 100 people tried to rush the very same border crossing at San Ysidro. American authorities forced them back with pepper spray. Barack Obama was president at the time, and the incident passed with little notice. Just 5 years later, there is a new president and an entirely different standard. The left erupted at these pictures of the tear gas and accused the administration of moral atrocities. Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz got so worked up, he suggested that American authorities had committed a war crime by using illegal chemical weapons. Keep in mind, these same so-called chemical weapons are used against unruly American citizens all the time, and nobody cares. But those weren't American citizens you just saw getting tear gassed over the weekend. They were migrants. They were holy men on a sacred privilege, pilgrimage north. What happened to them was inexcusable. Cue the moral outrage.
Here we look at children being subjected to tear gas. That's the United States causing that. That's outrageous.
We have seen the images of the children and the women. And there has got to be a pragmatic and compassionate answer here that does not involve tear gassing children. That is not who America is.
That's not what America is, declares some random blowhard on CNN who has somehow been deputized to lecture you about what America is. On the left, America is always one thing for sure, in every case, wrong. Watch as this MSNBC guest suggests that federal Border Patrol agents must have been lying about being attacked with rocks.
There's also questions whether or not anyone actually threw rocks yesterday. NPR was reporting that actually it was relatively peaceful.
Yep, relatively peaceful, except for this scene, which somehow didn't make it into many news reports. So, well, yes, it turns out they were, in fact, throwing rocks. But according to a lot of the analysis you may have seen today, it was in a peaceful way. Gentle rock throwing. Really more tossing than throwing. Playful, actually. Now, here's a different perspective. This is from someone who was actually there in San Ysidro, and in contrast to the people you just saw, is not a professional propagandist.
I kind of challenged that this was a peaceful protest, or that the majority of these people were claiming asylum. We ended up making about 42 arrests. Only 8 of those were females, and there were only a few children involved. The vast majority of the people we're dealing with are adult males. One of the groups that I watched, one of the groups that actually several of them were arrested, they passed 10 or 15 marked Border Patrol units walking east to west, or west to east, I'm sorry. Numerous uniformed personnel as they were chanting, waving a Honduran flag, and throwing rocks at the agents. If they were truly asylum seekers, they would have just walked up with their hands up and surrendered, and that did not take place. What I find unconscionable is that people would intentionally take children into this situation. Mm-hmm. What we saw over and over yesterday was that the group, the caravan, as we call them, would push women and children towards the front and then begin basically rocking our agents.
So there you have it. We'll let you reach your own conclusions about who is telling the truth about what's happening right now on our southern border. Check the video before you make up your mind. But as you ponder it, step back and ask yourself some more fundamental questions. Is there a natural limit to this kind of immigration? How many resources does America really have to share with the rest of the world? Are we as rich as we assume we are? Are you? How many poor people can we realistically accept before we're not that rich at all, but increasingly resemble the countries from which these people are fleeing? And by the way, if accepting more poor people really makes you more prosperous, then what exactly has happened in California over the past 30 years, which despite record levels of immigration, is poorer than ever? Now, it's possible there are good answers to these questions, logical answers. On the other hand, if there are answers, why is the left trying to prevent you from asking the questions?
I hate it when that happens. Just some traffic calming. Settle down, Tucker. It's okay. Just let it in a few here. Nothing to see here. Just move along. Don't you love it when Tucker cooks? He's getting better. And actually, you know, that's a welcome, refreshing thing. We're starting to see Fox News, I think, sort of bifurcate in many different ways. Just my opinion, you know, he sticks out. Laura Ingraham still sticks out. Sean Hannity sticks out. But, you know, and even Fox and Friends in the morning, I like it. It's entertainment. It's entertainment. And they do interview, I think, some good quality people. But boy, even they're changing. Socialism. Guaranteed to ruin everything it comes in contact with. And you know, communism, its brother? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-951-0102.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. When you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. Okay, now, what we have got going on is some really scary stuff because we ran out of coffee. Shocking. The beans are gone. They're gone. And right now, I'll tell you, it is absolutely alarming to us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Really alarming. We've made the last pot, and guess what? I've got this cup and one more to go. I'm getting a little nervous because we got one more hour. In fact, I'm getting a lot nervous. It's a scary, scary thought about these kind of things. It really truly is. You know, when you go out and you get good coffee, like I get good coffee, and then I blend it all together. It's pretty amazing. I'm looking at what we're doing, just to kind of give you an idea. But, you know, we made our fifth trip up to the Paradise disaster area and visited Magalia and some other places up there. And what we're trying to do is piece together some sequencing about the fire, the timing, you know, what was happening in the air and all that stuff. So we're looking at videos all over the place about how things started to burn, you know, when the burns took place in different locations of each one of the communities. That's what we're pretty much trying to do right now. So this is stuff that's really part of what our research is taking us to. So we're just sort of kind of giving you a heads up that we're going to have some whole bunch of stuff going on. And so YouTube has become quite interesting. And of course, we still have a lot of footage we haven't published on YouTube about what we have discovered over the last, you know, several days of going up there. And then we have more days to go. So we think we'll be visiting, you know, listen, it's a beautiful area, you know, when there's no fire, obviously. But I do want to say one thing that's happening is, you know, we were talking about the lack of, you know, clearing the area, you know, that sort of thing. And it's just ironic. And I think I actually mentioned this on yesterday. It's just very, very ironic that now all, of course, the loggers are there. And they're taking up all the burned logs that of the dead trees. And a lot of these trees, you look at them and say, oh, they got green on the top and they're burned on the bottom. They're dead. Okay, I'm just telling you, having stood at the bottom of those trees, they're dead. They're gone. And the loggers all know this. So they're clear-cutting a lot of areas that are burned. in salvaging the lumber. So the lumber can be used again. It can actually be made into 2x4s and things like that. So that's a good thing. So the loggers are here. They're eager to log. And we don't want to be, and I'm sure I'm speaking for them, they don't want to be logging burnt timbers. That's not what they want. They want to be out in the forest logging healthy timbers. And, of course, what caused the fire was the fact that a couple of different things. One, the closeness by a lot of the younger trees to one another. That does not help when you don't clear the land properly. Spacing between trees is important. And, of course, all the duff and debris between the trees that was laying down. This is important. This is important to clear this area. I want to go to this video. This is experimenting. I want to see what I got here. This is the fire. This is a guy. Who is this? 74,000 views. Truck that has helped escape Paradise Campfire burns in Chico. Okay. Yep, there it is. It caught fire and burned. This is a truck that's right down on Skyway. And it made it out of the fire, but it was on fire when it left, and finally it's burned. Nice Chevy or GMC. Newer one, probably 2 or 3 years old, just burning. Just a burning. And couldn't make it out. This is the kind of stuff that was going on up there. It was really chaotic, especially when you're coming down the Skyway. Like I said, we were up there at the time. In the afternoon, we didn't get to see any of this stuff going on, but I don't know why we didn't, but we didn't go down the Skyway at this point in time. But this was certainly a big fire. Now, of course, to get the fire, it's interesting. The truck came down the Skyway, is in downtown Chico, pretty much. Not in downtown, but on the Skyway community portion. And to get the firemen to respond to it was very, very difficult. And the reason why it was difficult, of course, is all the firemen were up the hill fighting the fire. And here they're not. And, of course, they're trying to put out a gas fire now with water. That's how's that working out for these guys? I'm not too sure this is a good technique. Perhaps a little bit of foam. Because, you know, when you start spraying the water on the ground with the gasoline, firemen guys, listen, it spreads the gasoline fire. They're trying to overdouse it now with water so that They can put it out. Anyway, this is kind of the stuff that we're looking at. We're looking at a lot of footage of a lot of different areas. We're looking at places where they can find the bodies, of course. And we're investigating that because, again, it is absolutely important that we find these bodies. And we need to do so quickly, especially now, today, and tomorrow, and the next couple of days. There's going to be tons of rain coming in. And now they've got some drone footage of all this stuff, and we're going to be putting up some of that stuff on Agenda 21 Radio so you can see the drone footage of the burning and how the burning took place in a lot of these places. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, gosh, it's the end of the hour. Unbelievable. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. The list of people still missing. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And the investigations go on. How many of these fires were caused by humans now or human? That's one of the things, all these fires that are out there in California here. You'll notice that the intensity of the fires and everything is always California state. Of the 49, the 50 states, there's the 49 states that burns all the time, California. What does that tell you? I mean, come on, fess up. What does that tell you? And we know that most of these fires are caused by humans deliberately. Oops. Big pay. Big bonuses. Overtime, you know. For a lot of people, wherever these disasters are. I want you to think about that. I mean, it's big bucks. Big bucks. Anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And, you know, the New California, yeah. All the areas that are burning is New California. They're burning us out of New California. You know, wait till you read the grievance today. Oh, by the way, it's 45. Number 45, the 45th grievance today. Ought to be a real doozy. Anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also, well, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, donate, hit that GoFundMe so we can help the fire victims and others. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.